It's 9:01, 9:02. And we'll call to order. Roll call, please.
Michaels?
Present.
Carter? Williams? McGuire?
Here.
Hasselhoff?
Here.
Strom?
Here.
Thor?
Okay, great. Next, we need the approval of the agenda and the addenda enclosed in your packet.
Would move to be approved?
I have a motion.
Second, Strom.
Second, Jenny. First, Brad. Do we have any discussions or changes to the agenda or addenda? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, passed. Next is the approval of the minutes for February 4th of 2022, also in your packet. Need a motion?
So moved.
Move McGuire, second.
Yes.
Jennifer?
Yes.
Okay, do we have any changes, additions, or deletions for the minutes? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, great, motion carries. Do we have any public participation?
You want to say something, sir?
Okay.
He's got to say
Jeff Wilson, public participation.
I just had a question about the $1.3 million allocation and just how it was broken out. And what's the basis for that breakout?
I can't hear Jeff.
I had a question about the $1.3 million allocation, which is, I think, is on the C-CARTS grant application. And then the breakout.
She's going to tell you all about that.
So we're going to hear that.
Yep.
Just curious how it's broken out, and then how has it managed to stay within that budget?
Okay. Once we get to that position, then we will have a presentation. We generally don't respond to public participation, but we do take note of it so we can follow up within our normal meeting time. Okay. Any communications from the board? Any communications from the board? Seeing none, down to the County Township Motor Fuel Tax Claims.
We don't usually discuss them unless there's a question.
I didn't know if you had something to do.
Nope.
Okay, make a motion to accept the motor fuel tax claims for February of 22.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, Jennifer's make motion, second.
Second.
Passalacqua, any questions? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay, now I believe we're into the county engineer's portion.
Does it look like you're going to have a lot of salt left?
We got a fair amount left, and we still have about 2,000 tons to take delivery on because we started full this year. So the three or four storms that we've had, we probably used, how much will we use? What's the sheet say, 2,500 tons or something like that? 2,000, so maybe after today, 2,500, and we ordered 3,500.
Oh, wow.
But we have to take delivery of 80% of what we order by contract. So we're down to, I don't know. They're going to take a measurement once this storm's over, probably down to 2,000 tons in the dome.
When it sits in the bin, does it become a big brick or is it?
No, that's why it's covered.
And not hard to get it out.
Yeah, if it wasn't covered, it would obviously solidify.
Yeah.
But by EPA standards and obviously to stop it from solidifying, we put it in that dome and it stays. There's probably some at the bottom of that dome that's been in there for 20 years because we haven't gotten down to it.
Good.
But
no. Don't ever want to run out that low.
No, we don't want to get that low. That'd be a bad winter.
Great. And we have a presentation today from the C-CARTS.
Yep. I have to sit over here because my laptop can't hold a charge right now, if that's okay with everybody. So it sounds like I know you're a new face. I'm just going to go over what C-CARTS is, just so we can all be on the same page. So C-CARTS is Champaign County's rural public transit service. So we provide about close to 40,000 rides per year, mostly to elderly and people with disabilities, or older adults and people with disabilities. We have a fixed route service in Rantoul, Illinois. So Rantoul is considered a rural part of the county. Anything outside of the Champaign-Urbana urbanized area is rural, and so we provide service in all of those parts of the county. We also do a lot of back and forth rides between various rural towns in Champaign County and healthcare centers in Champaign-Urbana. So that is what we do. So I'm going to be talking about our three main funding sources that we receive annually. The first one is called 5311, and it comes from the federal government. I'll just get into the presentation. So yeah, it comes from the Federal Transit Administration. It provides C-cards with capital planning and operating assistance.
Mimi, is your computer doing this, or is the projector
it
doing
it? It looks normal on my computer, so
okay.
I'm not sure.
All right. I'll see if I can fix it. Keep going. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Uh-oh. Something's wrong.
My fault. I don't know. Keep rolling.
Okay, I will continue. So we've received a fixed amount from the FTA annually for, I think, close to 10 years now. So it's the $153,871. We put $14,400 of that towards administrative costs and $139,471 towards operating. And the application for this grant is due on April 1st. So the application is kind of a formality since we do receive the funding every year, and we have received it for a long time, but we still have to do all the paperwork for it. So we pass this through RTAG, which is the Rural Transit Advisory Group. It's a subcommittee of the Champaign County Board, I believe. Mm-hmm. And now we're here, and then we are hoping to get this approved for the consent agenda at the county board meeting on March 24th, I believe. So, any questions on 5311? And so this is a portion of that $1.3 million that you mentioned in the public comment section.
Are these the same grants that we normally apply for every time?
Yes, every
okay.
year.
So it's, yeah.
Yep, so this is nothing new,
okay.
But it's just a formality that we have to go through. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the next grant, this is our biggest one. It's called the Downstate Operating Assistance Program. This comes from the state of Illinois, from IDOT, Illinois Department of Transit. The appropriation for this grant changes annually, so when we apply for it, we typically we just apply a 3% increase from what we applied for last year. So that's just accounting for average inflation. The amount that we receive from this grant is always way more than we actually spend. So the $1.3 million that you saw is what we will receive from all of our grants combined. However, we never reach that amount. I think last year the total amount that C-Cards spent was around $700,000. So then it just ends up going back to FTA and IDOT. We don't keep any of it. So this application is also due on the 1st. It also was passed through our tag, and then we're hoping to get it on the county board consent agenda. Any questions?
So they both have passed through our tag already?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we have to pass everything through our tag before we can bring it here, so this is our middle step.
Okay. Yeah, Jeff's got the last part broke off.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. How to fix it.
He's an engineer, trained engineer.
I saw it, but I don't know what to do with it. This has never happened. I don't know.
You do have pages 5 through 85 in our booklet, too,
yeah.
So
yeah,
just in case.
She figured it out.
I'll keep it.
Aha! Uh-huh. Boom. There you go. Good job. Uh-oh.
Oh, okay. Now it works.
That's still good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay. I'll go back to the last one if you want to look at that quickly. So that's 5311. Here's DOPE. Okay, so now I'm going to talk about CARES. This is the grant that's kind of an odd one out. As you probably know, CARES is the COVID emergency relief funding that was initially approved by the federal government in 2020. CCARTS is still eligible to receive CARES funding. It has a different name now, but it's still CARES funding. So we are eligible for $466,867 in CARES funding between now and 2024. That's probably, unless something else happens, that's going to be the final date that anybody's eligible for CARES funding. So we have the $466,000, and we are this year requesting around $200,000 of that to build bus shelters in Rantoul for our fixed route service. And also, it's a very small portion of the $200,000, but we want to update the wireless capability for our onboard camera units. So we have cameras on every bus for security to help resolve issues that riders have and to monitor the safety of the operators. But the main thing is the 10 bus shelters that we want to build. So I will go into a little bit more detail about that. The photo, it's the same model that most of the MTD bus shelters are. We are planning to purchase the same model from the same manufacturer. So the challenge is that we have to get concrete pads and sidewalk extensions installed like very quickly in order to get the shelters installed before the 2024 deadline.
You didn't have a problem getting materials for those shelters?
Not that we can see right now. So we've already obtained quotes for the shelters. That includes lead time. It doesn't include projected inflation for 2022. So IDOT is actually making us get quotes again. And probably, so we'll have to reapply and apply a 10% blanket inflation increase on the total amount that we're asking for. So that's why I said about $200,000. So I will probably be here again in a month talking about that. But for now, this is what we have. And IDOT is going to be flexible with us about the April 1st deadline because the inflation is weird right now. So, so we have Tolar Manufacturing Company providing the shelters. They will be installed by MTD, and then the Village of Rantoul will pave the concrete paths and the sidewalk extensions. And the Village of Rantoul, we're going to sign a contract with them so that they will be responsible for maintaining the shelters for their entire useful life, which, depending on whether FTA says the shelters are a permanent structure or a temporary structure, the useful life could be 15 to 40 years. And that's another big unknown in this project. We don't know how FTA is going to react to this project. But either way, we're going to apply and try to install as many shelters as we can before the deadline. So,
does this funding go through RTA?
RTAG.
Yes, RTAG has already approved this.
So the increase and so that'll actually go through there too.
Yep, we'll have to start at the beginning with RTAG.
I think that's Regional Transportation Authority Group or something like that.
It's the Rural Transportation Advisory Group.
There you go.
Very close.
Just because sometimes we use those acronyms that nobody really remembers, like me.
Yeah.
So when you say shelter maintenance by the Village of Rantoul, is that everything? Like if somebody breaks the glass or something, they take care of everything?
Yes.
Wow.
And breaking glass is kind of our main concern.
Yeah.
Because I guess that's happened a lot to the MTD shelters. The shelters will also have lighting inside, so stuff could go wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
Any heating?
They will not have heating, I don't think. We considered that, but we decided not to do it because that's really expensive. So we could always add that later, but...
Do they sell the advertising space, or are they using it for route information?
Yeah, so that's a good question. We, Rantoul is going to use that advertising space to pay for the maintenance.
Cool.
So that was our idea. We're proud for selling that idea to Rantoul.
Well,
because they weren't going to go for the maintenance obligation otherwise. So.
It's probably more vital to our workforce for the factories and things up there. So it actually benefits both sides that way.
Any other questions on this?
Advertisements on our
own. Super thorough.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry about all the paperwork.
I was going
to. It was great to know what we're coming into
in great detail, too. If you don't mind, I think we'll do an omnibus motion for all three of these grant requests.
Sure.
Requests for application for grant. Is that okay with everybody here?
I'll move that.
Okay. Yeah, it's presentation approval. FY23 C-Cards 5311 grant app, presentation approval of fiscal year 23 C-Cards DOAP grant app, and approval of a fiscal year 23 C-Cards DOAP/CRSSA/ARP grant application. Moved by McGuire.
Now second.
Second by Ms. Carter. Any more discussion, questions? She's here. Okay, great. Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Okay, motion carries. Great.
All right, thank you, Amy.
Thank you for your time on this. It's super important.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
And on the consent agenda, it will just be the documents being signed. We're not including the 90 pages. So if you guys think it looks a little different, it's just going to be the pages that need.
That's great. The packet's already big.
We can also tell our constituents, hey, go to the packet if you really need to see it. That's
great.
Our responsibility as being part of this group is to share with the rest of our group to let them all know that if they need a little more detail, A, ask us because we're on this committee, or B, go to the website and get it off the packet. Okay.
All right. Item 9 then. Resolution for Contract Award Authority for Urbana Township Section 18-3005700BR. This is a project we've talked about multiple times. It's up there on High Cross Road, as you can see on the map, which is contained in the packet. It is scheduled to be bid in early April. In conversations I've had with local contractors, there's a, as you might well imagine, a shortage of everything that you can acquire to build bridges. In particular, the steel beams on the bridge are way out as far as delivery. They're already talking August delivery, even if you order them sometime in April. So this is a resolution giving me the authority to award it so that we can move forward quickly with the contract and hopefully get this project built this year. We plan to bid it prior to the Highway Committee meeting in April, so I will bring the bid tabs and so forth to the Highway Committee to present them, but I would like to have the authority to award it as soon as possible, because usually we have to wait for the county board to award it, which would take us almost into May by the time we got an award out to the contractor. So we're trying to cut a month off of that process through this resolution.
Jeff, how many bids do you anticipate getting for this?
2 to 3 is what we typically get.
Okay.
It just depends. This is a big project, so we may get some bigger contractors coming into the area.
Mm-hmm.
White Construction, who's out on the I-5774 interchange, will typically bid. We have Stark Construction, who has bid on projects for us for 15 years. Big O, who's a local contractor in the Danville area. And then we'll see who else might show up for a bid, because it's not the largest bridge we've ever done, but it's going to be the most expensive bridge we've ever done due to the cost that we're seeing now.
Yeah.
So I would ask for your approval of that resolution.
Does White have the equipment to stay on that job and bid this?
Oh, yeah, they're huge. They bought out Halverson.
Are they the ones that are building the wind farms, too?
They used to build wind farms. I don't know if they're doing that one down south, but they're a wind farm company.
Yeah.
And they're out of Indiana. Halverson was out of Springfield, and they bought Halverson. So now they have a huge presence in Illinois as well as Indiana.
Their office is in Indiana. It's in the middle of nowhere, and it has airplanes inside, and it has its own airstrip.
There you go. Well, they must be doing all right then.
Yeah.
So move, Carter.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Second?
Second.
Second from Passalacqua. Any more discussion or questions? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
All right.
All opposed? Great.
The last item on my agenda is the final bridge reports. I believe these have to be approved. And this is by resolution. When we do a resolution, we say that we'll bring back the final numbers for all projects, county and township, once the projects are complete. The reason you don't see a large number of projects on the front page, which are the bridges, because we have a number of projects that are in a state of being paid and final estimates and those kind of things. So we'll probably have a much larger list in March of 2023, but this is a project that was done in like 2019, 2020, that we finally got the final paperwork and got finaled out. And that's the only one that we've finaled out in 2021. So I would ask for your approval of the final bridge report for that project. And the ones that are listed on the back page, which are our small box culvert projects that we do for townships, which are much easier to get completed and get finaled out because we don't use any state money on those projects.
So moved.
So moved, McGuire. Second?
Ms. Straub.
Any other discussion about the bridge report? Okay, seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, motion carries. Do you have anything else, Jeff?
Hopefully, this is a big day for us. Yesterday was, we've had two vacancies at the County Highway Department, one since October, one since December, and I got verbal commitments for both of those from new employees yesterday. Haven't seen the written paperwork yet, but I got verbal commitment for a surveyor and for our accountant to help out Michelle with our motor fuel tax stuff.
Good news.
Great news. Yeah. Great news, because it's been, Michelle will tell you, she's been running around like a chicken with her head cut off, and we really appreciate all the work that she's done, but she needs some help.
Yeah.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
If we don't have a surveyor, we can't design projects.
Right.
And that's a big get, because I didn't know if we were going to get one. Because there's only like 800 registered surveyors in the state of Illinois.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Most of them are working for private industry.
Mm. So had you been contracting or what?
No, we had a surveyor. He passed away in December.
Okay. But
he had been here 15 years.
I didn't know if you had anything going on since then.
We contracted one project to get a bridge project done, just only the surveying, because we're doing the design in-house. But we have that large project going from Philo over to 45. Mm. And we got a lot of the surveying done initially with our surveyor who was with us before. And we're kind of at a standstill until we get a new surveyor in. Because if I had contracted that, that would have been hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I did not want to do that. So hopefully, fingers crossed, we've got a couple new employees joining us in April.
Right.
Sending positive vibes.
Yes, yeah. Please. Please.
I didn't get anything from Lorraine to speak about today, and I certainly don't have anything. So I'm looking at designation of items to be placed on consent. 7, 8, 9, 10?
7, we don't put that.
Do you
we?
Don't no. put motor fuel on? Okay.
No. So
8, 9, 8, 10.
9, 10.
I think 10 is just really
for information. Okay.
Okay.
It doesn't need to go to the board.
Yeah.
All right, just 8 and 9.
Okay, good. Okay, does anybody have anything else for the good of the group? Okay, we're adjourned.
Thank you.
Now, everybody can chit-chat.
Turn this baby off.